Okay, well, it's Sunday, April 24th, and we're at North Maple Regional Park. We've just seen an exciting game between Vaughan, Azuri, and ProStars FC. They're the first game for both teams this season, and we'll talk about this with ProStars head coach Jan Jakov. And Yaku, and we'll start by tonight's game. A brief talk about tonight's game with ProStars actually taking the lead. So, any comments about tonight's game?
We expected tonight's game to be a bit more exciting than it actually was. We had an exciting start to the game of the first 10 minutes. Downhill from there after some shaky mistakes in the back line. But that's football.
Now, this is your first year as head coach of ProStars, but you've had coaching experience before. Just sort of outline, I guess, how you've worked your way up to ProStars.
Correct. So I was with Oakville Blue Devils, more involved on the women's side than the academy side. So I needed to make the change to start coaching on the men's side of things, and the opportunity came with ProStars, and I decided to take the opportunity.
Yeah, of course. So now, any plans, or there's usually scouts here that they're interested in a few players this year?
That's been the goal of the club, to develop players and send them over to Europe. We've taken a split decision this year, where we have a combination of mature older players and some young players coming in, more to guide those younger players and build them up to go into environments. As for goalie, I think he's been quality for us in all of our preseason. He's a good goalkeeper, just like you said, tonight wasn't his night.
Right. Now, just we'll finish with something really important is about the 2024 Women's League. It's just not bloated, but they've built up to 22 teams, but they're going to split to 12 and 10 over the years. ProStars has always tried to battle to finish 50-50. But now, when you're trying to win a couple of the important league to try and maintain at the absolute top 12.
Yeah, it's going to be very important. I mean, it's unfortunate that we had to match up our first game against arguably one of the top sides in the league. But I think it's a good lesson for some of the younger boys. And we'll just have to see how the team bounces back. But yeah, it'll be really important that we stay within that gap. So, meaning take as many points as we can in the next few games coming up. And then we know our schedule kind of slows down near the end of the season.
Yes. Okay. Well, this was being the first game of the season, and I'm sure, playing at home, you'll be able to bring in the crowds and the beautiful Victoria Park in Brampton, and we'll see an improvement. And thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
And